Hello, everybody. My name is Phil Reimer. I'm from the McGregor Church, and I'm involved with the Sunday school there. And I'd like to welcome everyone for this Christmas program, and let's try and celebrate to the best of our knowledge and the best way that we know how. I'm going to start with a reading out of Matthew, verses 18. It says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on the wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But when he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and called his name Jesus." Now, I ran across an article here that I thought was very fitting for our season of this year, and I would like to read it. "I'm sad about the lack of gatherings and all the community things that Christmas is all about. The choir concerts, the parties, the singing, the celebrating. When you think about it, Christmas was never actually about those things. Christmas was about Mary and Joseph and a stable and a manger. The first Christmas was literally about isolation. Mary and Joseph were all already ostracized because they were unmarried and expecting a child. In fact, in that culture, Mary could have been put to death over her situation, but Joseph stepped in. Likely already feeling isolated, they had to leave even that community and travel on their own to an area foreign to them. Arriving there, already alone, they are turned away from every place of refuge possible. They are put in isolation in a dirty barn, where Mary gives birth with only Joseph to help her. Mary having her first child all alone in a dark, dirty barn, in a culture where typically she'd be celebrating and the women in her family would surround her and care for her. She is isolated by the shame of others believing she's a lying, impure woman. She's isolated from her own people in a foreign land. So if anyone felt isolated, it was these insecure new parents holding an infant in a dirty barn, likely half in shock, cold and exhausted, and alone. But God had arrived, Emmanuel. He was with them. He had come to earth in the flesh. And he would never leave them. He will never leave us. Or he would never leave us, and he will never leave us. So as we face this Christmas with some sadness and loneliness and isolation, know that we aren't the first. The first Christmas, and the reason why we even celebrate it at all, was marked by utter isolation. Even fear, even anxiety, nothing tidy and well wrapped and smelling like cedar bowls and gingerbread. Christ is with us, among us, and he is for us. So I pray that you could all be blessed this Christmas season, even though we might not be surrounded by family and friends, but try to do the best we can because Christ is still here with us. And I'd like to end it with a prayer. Lord, bless us with your love and your spirit with us this Christmas season. I pray, Lord, that you could be honored and glorified in everything we do and say. And I pray, Lord, that you could bless all the people around this nation, not just in our little towns, but all across the world. And I pray, Lord, that you would be blessed through this Christmas program that we're trying to put together here. In Jesus' name I pray this. Amen.